With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Advertising man James Patterson was sitting with a friend in a bar one day complaining about the various problems he had had with Wall Street brokerage firms.
I had this idea of a little fantasy idea about what fun it would be to blow up Wall Street, and the book came from there.
The thriller that James Patterson later wrote is Black Market, which he dedicates to anyone who has ever dreamed of some small and delicious revenge against the money changers on Wall Street.
What if somebody came in and took over Wall Street or bombed Wall Street? What would happen? What would be the effects?
In Black Market, the major banks and brokerage firms of Manhattan's financial district are blown sky high. Patterson enlisted the help of both police and Wall Streeters to plan the dastardly deed.
The scenario that we dreamt up, we all felt was a little too realistic, and I am still a practicing capitalist, so we decided not to put it into the book.
It's up to the hero, anti-terrorist expert Archer Carroll, to find out who blew up Wall Street and why, and to match wits with the chief villain, embittered Vietnam veteran David Hudson. Oddly, it is the character of Hudson that Patterson likes best.
I didn't want him to get his just desserts at the end, so what happens at the end of the twists at the end have to do with my own affection for this character.
When he's not writing thrillers, Edgar Award winner James Patterson labors at J. Walter Thompson, where he's been behind ads for Burger King, Kodak, and Miller Beer.
One of the things that the book writing has allowed me to do is to remove my ego out of advertising. A lot of advertising writers have that need to produce, to compete with their people. I don't have that.
James Patterson, he says he wanted to accomplish a little of The Day of the Jackal Goes to Wall Street in his page-turner, Black Market, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.